Wow, that guy means business.
Just an amazing player.
No, not him. The sports photographer behind him.
What?
He has a business bank account with QuickBooks Money where he earns 5% annual percentage yield. So he's scoring big on and off the field. You might even say he's the MVB.
MVB?
The most valuable business.
Making your money work harder. That's how you business differently. Intuit QuickBooks. Banking services provided by Green Dot Bank. Member FDIC. Only funds and envelopes earn APY. APY can change at any time.
Hello and welcome to your Wednesday episode of The Arrowhead Drive. I'm Pete Sweeney. Let's start your morning with today's outlook on the Kansas City Chiefs. Here's what you need to know for Wednesday, October 6th.
Yeah, I'm going to just see how he does this week, Adam, and talk to him. I haven't talked to him today, but we'll just see kind of where he's at and how he's feeling. And, I mean, there's a chance, but there's a chance that he's not also. So I'm going to just kind of play it by ear and see how he feels. And really, it's more of a comfort thing with the offense. I don't want to put him in a bad situation out there.
The Chiefs' Week 5 matchup on Sunday night against the Buffalo Bills is without a doubt looking like the biggest AFC game of the young NFL season. These two teams last faced each other for the AFC Championship, with the Chiefs, of course, prevailing in a 38-24 win. Now, both teams are looking to keep things moving in a positive direction. And how are the Chiefs doing that? Well, to start by officially promoting wide receiver Josh Gordon to the 53-man roster. And reports do say that he will indeed be available to take on the Bills on Sunday night.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, he's a big receiver. He's going to be a guy that even if he's covered, he's not covered. He can kind of throw it up there. He can make plays. But I'm excited to get to work with him. From what I've talked to him a little bit here now, he seems like a great dude that wants to come in and work. And so we'll see as we get out here on the practice field how he can help us as an offense.
With the slow start from everyone not named Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce in the Chiefs' pass-catching core, you know all eyes will be on Josh Gordon and exactly how the Chiefs utilize him on Sunday night. We know that this game could have a significant impact for both of these teams as they continue their campaign to stay atop the AFC. It is worth noting that Chiefs head coach Andy Reid has not ruled out the possibility of this Chiefs defense seeing some of its own reinforcements this week in linebacker Willie Gay Jr. And as a matter of fact, the Chiefs designated him to return on Tuesday. That means he can return to the practice field, and the Chiefs have 21 days to add him to the active roster. The second-year linebacker has yet to play a game this season as he deals with turf toe.
Yeah, there's a chance. I mean, he was kind of getting there last week, so we'll see on this piece, see where he's at as we go forward here. But I think he's starting to feel a little bit better for sure.
The Chiefs defense was the big story on Sunday after dropping 42 points in Philadelphia, but there is still that concern surrounding the defensive side of the ball. Through 4 weeks, the Chiefs have given up the second most yards in the NFL. It's a whopping 437 yards per game, and now they get a Buffalo Bills offense that's currently averaging over 400 yards on offense. One thing we'd expect to continue on Sunday night is the opposing offense to continue to push the issue on fourth down against Kansas City.
You know what? It's happening all through the league. I mean, it's crazy. I mean, teams are more willing to go for fourth downs more now than ever before. And we've always been a willing team to do it, depending on situation. But, I mean, you're seeing it on the plus side of the field and the minus side of the field. So it's it's football today. It's kind of crazy, but points are, it's, they wanted it to be an offensive game, and it's leaning that way. People are taking more chances.
That's because the Chiefs have allowed 6 fourth down conversions on 8 attempts as a defense this season. Not good. The Bills have attempted 7 fourth downs on the year, so yeah, this is a trend we certainly expect to see on Sunday night.
I think you guys are going to make a big deal out of it, but again, it's one game. It's the best game. It's the biggest game that we got because it's the next game.
That is the voice of Bills quarterback Josh Allen, who downplayed the emotion of this contest on Sunday night. But we all know Allen really wants to win this game. The Chiefs defeated the Bills twice last season in convincing fashion, and much like Lamar Jackson prior to this season, the Bills' star quarterback has yet to pick up a win against Patrick Mahomes. The Bills began the year by being upset by the Pittsburgh Steelers in week one, but have since been playing dominant football on both offense and defense. Now, granted, the Miami Dolphins, Washington football team, and Houston Texans aren't exactly the Chiefs on offense, but this Bills defensive unit still currently leads the NFL with 11 total turnovers on the year.
Respectfully, we've got a lot of respect for them. Andy Reid always has his team ready to go, but they're a good football team. I know Andy's done a great job, Hall of Fame coach here.
Bills head coach Sean McDermott had nothing but kind words for Andy Reid headed into Sunday night, and we'd expect nothing less as he is a member of the Reid coaching tree. McDermott has a 1-2 record against Reid, his lone win coming against him in his first year as Bills head coach all the way back in 2017. So as McDermott comes in looking for that elusive win, we know that Chiefs fans simply want to see a repeat of last year's AFC title game.
Lobs it up in the air to Kelce. No one near him.
Yeah, the Chiefs still have plenty to figure out this season as a team, but we do expect them to show up under the lights at Arrowhead Stadium, just as you showed up under the lights of the Arrowhead Drive for Wednesday, October 6th. If you enjoy the Arrowhead Drive, please subscribe to the Arrowhead Pride Podcast Network, and while you're there, leave us a rating and a review. Coming up later today, it's another Great British Chiefs show as they take their first look at the Buffalo Bills. As for me, that's a wrap for now. I'm Pete Sweeney. I'll catch you on Red Friday for the next edition of the Arrowhead Drive.
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com. Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.